Hot off the press this morning, scientists in Brazil say this test should become a part of your routine health checkups, especially for older adults, especially if somebody is over 50. As people reach 50 as people reach their 50s and older, they have a hard time with balancing.
Balance is tough. I'll be the first to admit, I do not have the greatest balance.
But you're out there doing what I'm about to say, like you're doing this with no problem. So, I mean, what we're talking about is a test that takes 10 seconds. Obviously, if you're driving, you can't do this. But when you get to a point where you can, stand straight, don't hold on to anything, and see if you can stand on one leg for 10 seconds. That's all you have to do. See if you can stand on one leg for 10 seconds. Okay, right now I'm standing on one leg, and I'm doing karate kicks with a leg that's free.
Whatever.
Carrie, I saw you do it myself. Angie, I heard you were yelling or something or trying to do it. Did you succeed at it?
I did.
Okay, good. We've all done it. So this is something you can try. Stand straight up. Don't hold on to anything and lift one of your legs so you have to balance yourself on one leg. And if you can do it for 10 seconds, then your health will be good. The other test that this reminds me of, we talked about this years ago when it was really popular, is the sit-stand test. Carrie, explain that one.
That is where you're supposed to sit cross-legged on the floor, right?
Yeah, this is hard.
And just stand up from that position.
Right.
No help.
You can't hold on to anything.
No holding on to walls. No, yeah. And then there's a little test that you can do. Obviously, you can do that test. But then you're supposed to subtract points if you have to
use your hand
right. Or lean on your knee to get up or use something else to get up. So you subtract points. But all of this tells you about your balance, your core strength, your flexibility, things that, you know, that you want to make sure you maintain as you get older.
The sit-stand test, I believe one of the versions, either 60 Minutes Australia or one of the, I saw it on YouTube pop up. They did a whole report on how good it is and how doctors should be using that, you know, to judge people's health, their overall health.
That is hard to do. Even like when I was, you know, younger and maybe more
limber,
yeah. I don't even think I can do it. It's just really hard, and it takes balance.
Yeah. So the sit stand. Now this 10
the
second
sit stand test.
Yeah. This one for 10 seconds. Anybody can do it anywhere. So try that today. Mm-hmm. Did you find Angie, the video for the sit stand, how to do it?
Yeah, I put it up on our Facebook page so you can watch it and see like what you're supposed to try to be able to do.
Yeah. Okay. So it's up there. When you get a chance, check out our Facebook page and see how you do.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.